Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B, Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. For my avid listeners over the years, you've been listening to my good nature humor, but this show is about the pull my finger humor we all said as kids, maybe some of you even as adults. But we are not studying fingers, but hooves. Yes, I said hooves. It is not only cow flagellants, you see, I can act as a grown-up and use big words, but it's also cow burps. Believe it or not, there are active studies by the University of New Hampshire to see if adding seaweed to a cow's diet will decrease the amount of methane gas they produce. This is what comes out at both ends. Sorry, a little more kid humor there. So why in the world would we want to know about this? Methane gas is one of the major contributors of climate change. Could changing a dairy cow's diet reduce the amount of methane gas? Scientists are studying adding different types of kelp, kelp is seaweed, to a cow's diet. They have broken down the study into two specific groups, organic dairy farmers versus conventional dairy farmers in New England. To date, 59% of organic farmers have added kelp to their cow's diet. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Researchers are not trying to find the one who smelt it, dealt it. I promise, I'll try to get away from the kid humor. But they are interested in how the kelp will impact the cow's health and milk quality. Remember, they're dairy cows. The study continues in the field between, again, I'm sure, and this is not a joke, if you ever walked in a field with cows, dairy cows, actually any cows, there are many cow patties. As you walk between them, does it also change, you know, the change in their diet, does it alter the components in the soil? So they're looking at quite a number of things. So how does this process happen? Cows are ruminants, and after chewing their food and swallowing it, they're able to, I guess the nicest way of saying it, is to unswallow their food and re-chew it. You probably have heard the saying, chewing the cud. By doing this, a cow improves digestion. But in the process, a cow releases methane gases, either by burps or flagellants. By adding seaweed to a dairy cow's diet, which has antimicrobial properties, there will be less of a production of methane gas. Many times, many of my ardent listeners are probably saying that they often heard me speak about putting kelp and their organic plants in their gardens. Well, kelp is something we use because, you know, in the organic garden, you always hear me talking about fish emulsion and kelp. Kelp helps plants reduce stress, specifically during transplanting, but also will help with extreme weathers. So maybe I'll do a study to see if cows have less stress when consuming kelp. Will cows do a downward dog pose after feeding time? Who knows? Let's see. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.